Welcome back to CNN Student News and to the first day of December. I'm Carl Azuz, kicking off 10 minutes of commercial-free current events. First up, Black Friday. It ain't what it used to be. Traditionally, one of the busiest shopping days of the year in the U.S., it's losing a little ground to Thanksgiving Thursday. This year, a company that tracks retail sales found that American spending had increased on Thanksgiving Day and slightly decreased on Black Friday as compared with last year. There were also changes in where people shopped. Sales at brick-and-mortar stores, the ones you can actually visit, were reportedly less than they were last year. Sales online were mixed. The National Retail Federation says, all things considered, the average American shopper spent just over $380 this holiday weekend. That's down from $407 last year. Economists watch retail spending to get an idea of how the U.S. economy is doing. When we left you last week, violent protests had begun in Ferguson, Missouri. Many of the demonstrators had wanted a white police officer, Darren Wilson, to be charged in the fatal shooting of a black 18-year-old, Michael Brown. But a grand jury decided not to charge Officer Wilson after hearing evidence and accounts from witnesses and police. Hundreds of protesters have been arrested, both in the town of Ferguson and in several other U.S. cities where people demonstrated against the grand jury's decision. Over the weekend, the policeman resigned from his job. Darren Wilson said it was for the safety of other officers and the community and that he hoped it would help Ferguson heal. While the demonstrations in other cities have mostly been peaceful, those in Ferguson have not.
On the streets of Ferguson, the morning light revealed the devastation after two nights of destruction.
Stop throwing objects at the police and disperse immediately.
The announcement of the grand jury's decision brought an explosion of anger and violence in Ferguson. Police surrounded this auto parts store early in the evening, but rioters torched it. The store lit up the night sky and continued burning well into the next day. Ferguson Market and Liquor is a store where Michael Brown allegedly stole some cigarillos just minutes before he was fatally shot. It became an especially symbolic target for looters. But some chose to stand up for their town. Andre Thomas didn't even know the owner of this wig shop.
Tell me what you're doing out here.
Saw some people looting. That's not what I'm about, so just want to protect it.
Others tried to save Kathy's Kitchen, a favorite local restaurant run by a local family.
Leave this alone. Leave this alone.
Still, even Kathy's was vandalized. In the days and weeks before Monday's decision, business owners boarded up, hoping for the best, but their best efforts were no match for this week's fury. This is what's left of Little Caesars, Prime Beauty Supply, Flood Christian Church.
More than 2,000 National Guard troops were ordered to the streets Tuesday, the governor promising there would not be a repeat of Monday night's violence.
Still, another police car was set on fire and flipped over. More businesses were trashed as police tried to break up crowds with tear gas and smoke bombs. Natalie Dubose's bakery was heavily damaged.
It kind of feels like I'm in the Twilight Zone, that I'm watching this happen, but I'm actually having to live it. And the destruction here is just absolutely is unbelievable.
By daylight, there were small glimmers of hope. Volunteers turned up to help with the cleanup. Natalie Dubose turned to crowdfunding for help. More than $100,000 has been pledged. And at Kathy's Kitchen,
I can rebuild. I will make it.